Okay, so I hope that you can hear me. And yes, since so GS1 is a standardization organization focused on industry, and then I can share with you sort of point of view from the private sector and comment about the challenges and opportunities that may be related to this context. A context that, so the regulatory landscape is increasingly complex, complicated. You know, it's been mentioned many times that there are a lot of regulation incoming. And so for the private sector, the goal is to find a way to navigate in this context, possibly not only achieving the fulfillment of a specific legal requirement, but possibly find the possibility to achieve some improvement in the process or improvement in the business. This is an important aspect because, so I spent 20 years in retail sector. I can tell you that I have plenty of scars on my body of the implementation of regulations with no advantages for the industry. It doesn't work, or even create a lot of efforts, a lot of time to be implemented. So an important thing, for instance, in a relationship with a regulator is to please have a look at what the market is doing, what are the standards are used in the market, and try to focus on the requirements, the targets to be achieved, and the possibility to measure the results rather than mandate a disruption in the business or in the technology to be used. Because this is what has happened in the past many times. So it's important then to stay on the requirements. So for the private sector, I would say, to arrive to get these kind of results in the improvement of the business and improvement and get the opportunities, for instance, in efficiency or in setting up some new way of interacting with the consumers, the basis are the standards. Yes, so obviously in a digital world, when you have to link a physical world to a digital world, if you don't have standards, it doesn't work. This is, it seems obvious, but sometimes it's not. The first step is that you need a link that is unambiguous and verifiable between an entity, a physical object, an item, a product, and his digital twin. So the representation, the digital representation. And this means that you, well, we are just one, we provide identifiers. So an important step is to be able to identify the things in a unique way. And also, since it's important to be sure that this identifier is valid, is a valid identifier, have the possibility to have protocol to verify it and certify it as a valid representation of an object. And this has to do not only with the verification of the identifier itself, but also has to do with the many times mentioned verifiable credentials. So the fact that you can have not only the identification of an item, but also a certification or some traceability data that are relevant to have the clear transparency on what you are transacting. And this is important. To achieve transparency, the other step is sharing data, obviously. And this is a world where we are not necessarily starting from scratch, but we have many differences in the grade of adoption of digital technology. So it's probably one of the most complicated areas where we have something existing that cannot be cancelled in a moment, but we have also to promote innovation. New way of interaction. We have discussed in the forum about distributed platform, where this possibility to share, to make available data that can be pulled, or have a different level of granularity on visibility, and traceability data, just like technology based on EPCIS infrastructure. So these are opportunities that must be promoted, but the coexistence has been mentioned by the speaker before. There is a problem of coexistence between standards that may be some of them traditional, let me say, something innovative, but we cannot draw a line and say that what is already in place has been not valid anymore. Then there is an additional opportunity that I mentioned as fine data. So the discovery of rich data that can be leveraged in the process. something like the use, an example, the use of QR codes instead of barcodes on a product that may allow, with resolvable links, the access to multiple services and multiple information, like, okay, a digital product passport, a certification, visibility and traceability data, but also a recipe or a video or instruction on how to use a product. These are great opportunities that we could achieve in, if we are able to provide standards, and standards that could leverage at the maximum also what is already in place, right? For instance, there are different type of identifiers in the market. Well, the standards for discovery should be able to support all of them so that there is no barriers, and what is already used could be continue to be used. Finally, and this is something, a responsibility that is up to the organization working on standards, interoperability and collaboration. Has been mentioned many times, we have, if we want to support the full value chain, we have to cope with different levels of digitalization, different standards that will be applied in different step of the supply chain, and we have the responsibility to make them to coexist and be interoperable. And this is something that, in my view, cannot be done by a single organization alone. It's important to be together, work together, and have a clear idea about the fact that in a complete value chain, we may have different stakeholders who may have different speed, for instance, in adoption of innovation, but also have different goals and different possibility to achieve benefits. I use here an example that probably Italian colleague here may understand better than the others, but there is a paradox named the Trilussa chicken paradox. If I have a chicken in a community, on average, everyone has a piece of this chicken. So it's a value, it's a shared value. But if only one, it's only me to have the chicken, and you don't have anything, the community has a chicken, but I have a chicken, I can eat, you die for starvation because you don't have any. So it's important to have this in mind when looking at the value in the value chain. It must be, we must be careful about the fact that we must provide protocols that may allow also the small companies, and they have been mentioned in some before intervention, they can access the game, play the game, not only pay money just to provide results to the other steps of the supply chain, but get some values as well for them. That's all from my side. Thank you.